ready for the jamboree when that music starts.
I know. We can hug later. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Or we could hug now, I guess. We're always available to give you an e-hug online, npr.org/Bryant Park. That could be a great name for a dating service.
E-hug.net.
I'm Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up the weekend in sports with our Monday morning QB. But first, let's hear about today's top stories from our newscaster, Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Hi again, everybody. Colorado authorities have used a search warrant to go into a Denver-area home looking for clues into two separate shootings yesterday. Five people are dead following a shooting at a missionary center in Arvada, Colorado, and a second shooting at the large New Life Church in Colorado Springs. An armed security guard at the church shot and killed that gunman. Now police are trying to see if the same gunman is responsible for both shootings. Don Wick is the police chief of Arvada, Colorado, where the first shooting occurred. He says it started when the gunman got angry.
At some point in the conversation, the staff needed to ask the subject to leave the facility. There was a verbal altercation, and as the suspect left, that's when the shooting began.
The second shooting at the New Life Church occurred as people were leaving services and several hundred people were standing in the foyer. The New Life Church was founded by Ted Haggard, who was fired by the church last year after allegations from a male prostitute of a long-term relationship. Rockets and mortar rounds have hit several locations around Baghdad today. The worst attack fell upon an Iraqi Interior Ministry prison. There are conflicting reports on the number of casualties. Rockets also fell into the Green Zone, where the Iraqi government ministry and U.S. military offices are headquartered. Iraqi officials say there has also been an explosion at one of the country's largest oil refineries. Authorities say this is an industrial fire, not an attack. There's no word on injuries. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has paid a speedy, unannounced visit to Iraq. He went to Basra, a city where British troops have been stationed. Britain plans to transfer security responsibilities for the region to Iraqi control in the next several weeks. Brown has since moved to Afghanistan, where some 7,700 British troops have been stationed as part of NATO's International Stabilization Force. The New York Philharmonic is going to visit North Korea next February. The New York Phil got an invitation from the North Korean Ministry of Culture in August. The musicians will perform next year in Pyongyang. Ambassador Christopher Hill, who has led the U.S. delegation in six-nation talks over North Korea's efforts to close its nuclear program, says this is a shift in thinking. He says it signals North Korea is beginning to come out of its international shell and that this is a long-term process. Also, motorcycle daredevil Evel Knievel is being laid to rest today in his hometown of Butte, Montana. His body arrived at the Butte Civic Center yesterday, and there were fireworks that went off at the arrival. Today's funeral will be private, but the memorial service will be public, led by televangelist Robert Schuller. Bill Mulcahy grew up in Butte at the same time Knievel did, says the daredevil was just that.
That's just the way he was. I mean, that's all he ever wanted. That's what he said he'd do, and that's what he'd done.
Evel Knievel landed in a coma in 1968 when he tried and failed to jump the fountains at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. He was in a coma for a month. He still holds the Guinness Book of World Records for suffering the most broken bones. Fortunately, not all at the same time. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Corbin. It seems like Evel Knievel should have his ashes shot across the Grand Canyon or something. You know, I mean, like, I mean, really, like, it's do something with his
the
ashes.
The Snake River.
Sorry. Forget my evil. If you forget your Evel Knievel history, you're doomed to repeat it. That's what our parents taught us.